Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be talking about the last 2 weeks of the show, but before we get started, I want to make sure everyone checks out the blog, divaofdaysofourlives.com. We're also on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and we also have a Facebook page. We're also on iTunes. And I think we have our co-hosts with us. Anna and Carrie, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Okay. So, well, where can we find both of you? And well, Carrie is the Diva on Twitter.
She's at Diva of Dole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this is at Diva of Dole. And mine is at Kazi Hooch.
And I'm at Mama Hooch. And we also have at Lauren Coslow. And at Teo Penglis, and at Guilt Trip USA, which is Ian Buchanan, and also our friends at Amy Hapka and at Bob Hapka. Although I don't know if they're on Twitter much, but I see them on Facebook a lot. So we were gone for what, a week? I think we didn't do it last week, the show.
Right. I'm still trying to catch up. It's good.
Yeah. It's been very good. And from what I've been hearing, a lot of some more good things coming down the line. So
things
coming up in the next couple of weeks with everyone. So is there any, I guess Sammy left. Sammy left at the end of the week. So, yay. Yeah. I was going to say. Yeah, I was
Salem
even at work, and
it's just a sigh of relief.
Yeah. I work in at the credit union, and one of the members knows that I really like Days, and she comes in and she likes it too, and we talk a little bit, and she says, "Oh, I was so glad to see Sammy go." You know, she says, "I'm just getting tired of her." I said, "Yeah." I said, "All she did was her screeching." You know, I said, "All she does is like, gives you a headache after a while." But
I love seeing.
But I see why she has
come
to be
back.
There.
But it's like,
yeah.
But, you know, I love having getting to see her come back and everything, but you know they do so much in such a short amount of time while she's back for her visits that it's like a little bit overwhelming. It's like
she's always intense. But it was kind of
great.
It was kind of nice to see her. She before she left, she kind of like said goodbye to like different people in her family and stuff. And she kind of made amends with Will, which I don't know if you saw that.
Good.
That was kind of some good
I haven't
with
seen
her
that part yet.
And Chandler Mathley. And that was thanks to Eric. So there was some good scenes with Eric talking to Will. He more or less pointed out to Will all the things that he did, like shooting EJ, they brought that up, and how his dad, you know, and which Will didn't know about that. Yeah, and of course the whole cheating on Sonny. And was there anything else that he brought up? Meaning showing that, you know, his mom,
he wasn't perfect,
you know. Right, and he said, "Oh, maybe I'm more like my mom than I think." Or whatever, more or less. That's kind of how, and that's how Eric kind of got Will to see that, and then he kind of talked to him and Sammy talked and kind of, you know, made up. But she was hoping he'd come back with her, and I'm just wondering why she said she had to get back to her kids. All your family's in Salem. Why didn't you just bring your kids back with you?
Yeah.
And I've been hearing this. Yes. Doesn't make sense. Like, I have to get back. So here's the thing. Who is with her kids? She didn't say
right.
Sheila. Because they're supposed to be still young. Aren't they supposed to be young that they probably need
well,
to be?
Well, she makes
so who is
like,
with her kids?
Sydney's, she was telling maybe rave a week ago or so that, oh, you should see how big Sydney is now or something like that, or how much she's grown or something.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, no, we're headed for Soresville.
Yeah, so maybe the next time she comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously they weren't ready to bring them back. Otherwise, they
right,
would, because
right.
that would have made sense for her to bring them back, because our family's here. But
I think they're getting ready. I think they're waiting a little longer before they grow, you know, make them grow.
Yeah. And then we have that whole thing with the ring, how Rafe dropped the ring, couldn't find it. And then Sammy got it back, or it was on her finger. She couldn't get it off. And then how Will noticed the different ring.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that it was EJ's. And I keep thinking, well, this was before the whole Sierra thing, but I thought, well, okay, is now Hope has the ring back. Is he going to see Hope and think, oh, that was didn't my mother have that ring on? I thought, well, maybe that would, you know, how they would expose it. But now we found out that Sierra overheard, was Rafe talking to himself? I kind of missed
Sammy.
That one.
Well, he was talking to Sammy.
Was he talking to Sammy? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of missed that one part there. But I saw that Sierra was overhearing him talking, okay, because I didn't see Sammy there. I just saw her. I didn't see when it actually happened because I missed the end. I just saw, like, the flashback thing. So now Sierra knows this. Now, whether she's going to tell Hope or not, I don't know. How do you like the new Sierra?
She's awful.
Very.
She's just
awful.
A total bitch.
Okay.
Absolutely a bitch.
You don't like her?
But
nope.
Yeah, I think she's the way Sierra should, the way I pictured Sierra
mm-hmm.
being when she grew up, like sassy and,
mm-hmm.
but she's maybe a little bit, maybe you think maybe a little bit too much.
Too much.
Too nasty.
Yeah.
Like, too
I
much
think
nasty.
It's almost,
yeah.
I think it's almost like, remember when the character Melanie was introduced and she like took over Salem and she was like way overpowering and they had her
mm-hmm.
on all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know? It's like I think they're kind of overdoing it. I mean, I haven't seen very many scenes yet with her, but I mean, I liked her at first, but I just think they're trying to make it too much overkill on the I've come back and now I'm a badass, you know, deal.
Yeah.
I like that they've gone back to that, but it's just a little much.
Too much. Like she went from one extreme to the other too fast something. I don't know.
She has more balls. Yeah. Her Sierra was more manipulative and charming. You know what I mean? She could be sassy, but she was, you know. And then you had the other girl playing Sierra, and she was kind of shy and withdrawn and kind of a victim all the time. And she really didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, she acted out a little bit, but she still kind of stayed in her cocoon. And then you have this girl who's just a third different type of Sierra, and she's just a bitch 24/7. And I don't find it attractive. Mm-hmm. I think, I kind of prefer she was a little, like the first Sierra, was just trying to be more manipulative and, you know, trying to be a little bit more charming and deceptive instead of just screaming at Claire all the time. It's, you know, yelling at her mom. I mean, it's just not attractive at all.
And did you hear what Sammy said? Passing the torch. She was real proud of Sierra because of how she was acting with Rafe.
Because
Rafe was telling her. So that's what they're trying to do? Because she kind of reminds you of how Sammy is always yelling and screaming.
I was almost about to say that, but. I was about to say that, but it's almost like I didn't see the path of the torch scene, but I was thinking that's kind of, you know, symbolic.
Or something like
that.
Sammy said something like that. Like she was proud of her or, oh, yeah, that's great. Or, you know, because, you know, she was given Rafe and Hope problems with the whole motorcycle and she was driving it without a license and just everything. And, you know, getting on Claire, and now it's like Claire was the one you couldn't stand, and now Claire, they're kind of making Claire more likable. Now,
the story,
now you're liking Claire. Not like,
has shown her, they've also allowed her to be more vulnerable with Theo being hurt, you know, that you see a side of Claire mm-hmm. that you didn't see before, really. It isn't always about her.
Right.
Yeah, she's being
And so now you're
selfish.
Looking like this. She is, and she's more likable. Now you're going to see this. I guess they're going to try to make this triangle now between Trip, Claire, and Sierra, since Theo's not going to be there anymore, I would think, is where that's going. I don't know. Do you like Trip with either one of those, or either one of those girls, more Claire than Sierra?
Yeah, I prefer him with Claire. I mean, the actor is strong. He's a very good actor, and you could really feel.
Yeah.
Trip's yearning for Claire. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's
very
adorable.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he really
is. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Let's see. Anything else? Oh, let's see. What do you think about the whole JJ? I know there's spoilers out there, so I guess we can talk about that. That Casey Moss is going to have his own episode, if I'm understanding right. Because now
he's really good.
Didn't say what he's been exonerated, I guess you can say, from the. Did they say that on Friday, or did I just?
No, they didn't. No, it was a cliffhanger.
They didn't, but he's going to be. Yeah, well, anyway, it's out there that he is going to be. There's spoilers out there, and he can't accept that because he's punishing himself, and he feels still feels guilty, and he's, you know, reinstated, and he can't cope with that, so he contemplates suicide. So there's going to be this whole thing about that, and Matt Ashford will be back again.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming back.
Great.
And I think Jamie Lynn Barr's coming back as Laura Horton. I would think probably for the same reason.
Uh-huh.
I have heard that.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard it sounds like that there's going to be that he writes letters to everybody.
Oh,
JJ.
Wow.
So I'm thinking there's like one of those whole one episode things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't hear for sure, but it kind of sounds like that might be what it is. So I'm interesting to see how they handle that topic, which is touchy subject. Yeah.
Definitely.
And if they do it right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think Casey Moss is doing a good job right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I like how Gabby came to his defense and stuff with this is the week before, but I liked how Eli was getting on her about him, and she like he's not like that, you know. I liked how she was like all feisty for him. That was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because JJ does not have a racist bone in his body.
No, it wasn't about that at all. And Theo is his good friend. I mean, you know. So yeah. But, yeah, I thought that was interesting that kind of, everyone's kind of being thrown in the other one's arms, you know, they're doing, they're kind of, I don't know,
mixing
triangle
it up.
Or quad city.
Yeah, because now Lonnie broke up. They brought off with JJ, and I don't know, I'm thinking, now Eli and Gabby are at each other. So is Lonnie going to go, you know, with Eli? They're going to try that? I don't know. Because Gabby overheard Eli once again. Abe was asking Eli what his thoughts were. And Eli was more or less, he thought he would have done something different. Or he would have handled the situation different. So, and Gabby overheard that. And she wasn't too happy about that. So, I think that was just this week.
You don't know what would happen. I mean, you don't know what you would do in someone else's shoes. I mean, the thing is, too, though, you know,
he doesn't
kind of
know
bugging
what
me.
Happened.
There's always a camera, I thought, on the square. You know what I mean? Wasn't there always a video surveillance of the square? So I was kind of surprised that never came up. So I thought when Abe got shot, there was a video of it. But it might have been because it was a press conference. But I could have sworn. I always thought that would come up. Maybe there was a video of the shooting.
Yeah. Right.
So, bit, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Eli's actually been kind of annoying me the last couple of weeks, and he's so anti-JJ. And I like Eli, but that, you know, his attitude towards the EJ is kind of bugging me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like Eli also, but yeah, I think it's a device to divide, you know, to pull them apart, if you will.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. I think that's what they're trying to do, and trying to put Gabby back with JJ. Is what I'm thinking. They're going that way. I don't know. And the whole thing's with Sammy going to see Lucas in the hospital, because now he's in a rehab thing, and Maggie was there, and Maggie's helping
mm-hmm.
him go through rehab. If anybody saw that,
mm-hmm.
so Lucas is. There was good scenes with him and
yeah,
Sammy.
He's in the hospital. He's detoxing.
Still in the hospital. Okay.
He was detoxing. Yeah, he Lucas got mm-hmm. in a drunk driving accident with his car.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really good stuff. I thought was Sammy and Lucas. I actually enjoyed those scenes. You know, when she wasn't yelling. So.
Yeah, they always have good scenes together. And it was him.
Yeah,
and it took her a while to convince him. That was that back and forth with them, and Sammy finally convinced him to do that. So,
well, that seems last week, the scenes with him and Kate and all those were really. I can't remember what days those were.
Remember
if it was last week, but they were really good too with him showing up at the mansion, you know, and wanting to drink with her and all, you know. I don't know. I don't remember what days those were. Maybe, I don't know. But those were good scenes, too.
Oh, yeah, there's always good scenes with Lucas and Kate. So did you see some of the Kate stuff this week with her being happened with Theo?
I'm still trying to connect, or I'm still trying to catch up with last week.
Yeah.
I've heard that they were good.
Yeah, those were good. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff. Trip finally came clean to Steve and told him everything that happened. That Kate was blackmailing him because she overheard, you know, them saying that Trip was responsible and Kayla was covering all that up, and that Kayla could lose her job. So he goes and tells Kayla, and Kayla's like the mother bear boy. She comes storming into the mansion and has it out with Kate, screaming. And even when she comes storming through the door, it's like Andre was like standing there looking as like, God, he looked like he was scared because, man, Kayla was like really, you know, he's standing there like, oh, whoa. And so, of course, Kate come right back and said, well, you know, if you do that, then I'm going to, you know, expose you. So they're keeping it. Steve is saying, okay, I'm keeping it quiet. He says, but he had a plan. He said he had told Kayla he had a plan. So because I think at that time Eli walked in, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if Carrie saw anything, but Eli walked in. So I thought Kayla was going to tell him, but Steve kept shaking his head no. So, you know, no, don't do it. So he had this plan. So he runs into Chad and he's telling Chad that he found out who it was, but he has this plan. And so he goes into the mansion and he confronts Kate and they're talking about it. And Kate more or less, it's, you know,
admitted.
She kind of incriminated herself, admitted it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And was talking. And in walked Chad, was standing on the other side of the door.
Oh.
And heard everything. And comes walking in.
Ouch.
And that kind of. So, ouch. Yes. So it's like, yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen from there. But so now Chad knows it wasn't Andre. Because he still was blaming up until that point. He was still thinking it was Andre. And Kate kept saying to him, well, no, now you don't, you know, it's not Andre, you know, and she was sticking up for Andre, but, you know, she wasn't saying it was her, though. But anyway, so I don't know what's going to happen. If she's going to go to jail, or there's a lot more coming down the line with that, I guess. But so there's been a lot of secrets that are out that have been coming, you know, and then we have Rafe and Sammy's secret that's not a secret anymore because Sierra knows. And she called her mother, so I don't know whether she's going to tell Hope or not. I don't know. I'm sure Hope will find out sooner or later, I think. I don't know.
So did Rafe and her already get back together?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
And
so, but he didn't tell
of
her.
Of course.
He didn't tell.
No. Yeah. He wanted to. Of course, Sammy's there. You can't tell her. You can't tell her.
That's
and, of course,
Hope.
What's Hope saying to So what's Hope saying to her? What's Hope saying to Rafe? Oh, Rafe, yes, and we should have no more secrets and be totally honest with each other.
That.
So nothing will ever come between us again. How many times
you know that?
It's so cute. Oh, it's so, you know.
I know.
You all know this thing. And they'll say,
classic.
We have, and Rafe gets this look on his face like, oh, she only knew what I did.
Oh.
Of course, Sammy's trying, and Sammy's justifying and everything. Oh, it was just one night. It was just, you know, it was nothing. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think, I mean, he was, yeah, they broke up. What, they were broke up for what? An hour?
5 minutes.
Two?
Yeah.
Five minutes. Yeah. And he was already jumping in bed with somebody else. I mean, really? Yeah, he was real broke up about it.
Oh, and
yeah.
I was wondering how they were keeping a straight face. How many times did Sammy and Rafe say the word safe when they got back together, you know, for that night?
Safe.
You know, they kept saying, I just, you know, you're safe with me and this and that. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, I feel,
they are giving
yeah,
some
I feel safe
shout
with you.
To the safe fans. So,
yes.
And I kind of felt sorry for Rafe a few weeks ago when I don't remember what day it was, but you know, Sammy's like, you know, she's like, yeah, and then you're the love of my life died, and sorry, you know, poor Rafe. I mean, you know, he's never going to be.
Oh,
Bo,
good
he's
point.
Never gonna be
I
EJ.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Like, you're
never
going to
be
EJ.
He's not going to be Bo.
And he's not going to be Bo. It was like a double whammy, like the loves of our
oh,
lives. Both died.
EJ
and Tony. Yeah, and then he was like, having the argument with Sierra, too. Something about you'll never be Bo Brady. You'll never be as good as my Bo Brady again. And that was thrown in his face again. Yeah, Rafe, you're
poor,
no Bo Brady
almost,
and you're no EJ DeMira.
That almost makes you feel sorry for Rafe, Marianne.
I think it's hilarious.
Kind of funny.
It's funny. It's funny and it's true. It's true.
Don't go back.
Yeah. But then there's Kate. You know who could Kate say? You know who? You know there's been like I don't know who the love of her life is yet. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's Andre. I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
It's like I hope they get to see some action soon.
I don't know. They
sure
haven't even
now,
kissed yet.
I thought for sure by now Andre would have revised the nuptial the faux marriage rules. You know, I thought for sure he would have used that as a bargaining chip.
Yeah, because he, yeah. But
keeping her a secret? No, but I guess, but to his credit, he didn't. He could have, and he didn't. So I guess that says a lot about him.
Yeah, he could. He didn't. Yes. No. And, oh, Sonny and Will, too. Like they kind of came to an understanding, too. I guess Sonny came to him and said he wanted his husband back. They're going to kind of start, you know, kind of, yeah, poor Paul. Difference is poor Paul.
Poor Paul.
I don't know. I do see that I do like Sonny and Will together. And I like that Chandler Massey and always like them. But, boy, I do like Paul, though. I do like Paul and Sonny
together.
Yeah,
I do, too. Yeah. What do you think, Carrie? What
you know, with the whole kid. Yeah.
I'm all for Paul and Will. They have really
great chemistry. And Sunny's been a little douche for a while now.
I didn't care for
that.
It would serve Sunny right, but
And Sunny completely just flat out dumped Paul. He's like, hey, I'm going to go back to my husband. Who doesn't remember me?
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't remember me, right? Exactly.
And then what, we had the whole Eve and Brady thing. I guess Brady got something on Eve. I still wasn't quite sure what that was all about. That she, he was, she was, she, like,
I'm sure it's a,
swindling all
disease.
The old guys.
Like, okay, never mind.
He has
you didn't catch
her. Paul was investigating.
Yeah, what? You didn't catch the references. They were the names they were throwing out that were other characters that Kathy DeFiva played. They said she.
I did hear that.
They were saying, you were Blair from Pennsylvania.
Blair.
And that was her One Life to Live character. And they mentioned another character I wasn't aware of. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
I did hear Blair from Pennsylvania. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so they were saying she was being a con artist and basically being a gold digger. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that whole reference was about. Was about other roles.
That's fun.
It was really cute.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah. You can see the tension there between Brady and Eve. I don't know if that's going to lead to anything, you know, that whole
hate
thing.
Is.
I'm sure it will. So, and then we have Teresa coming back too. So that should be interesting. And I also heard that Nicole's coming back with Holly for Christmas.
What? Oh, for Christmas?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Huh. I was surprised to hear that too. And then a couple of weeks, I guess, Vivian. I think it's the 28th. Vivian is coming back with.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler Christopher will be on too, so it'll be interesting. See where that goes.
Yeah.
So, and then we had Belle and Sean back.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah.
Well, I'll be happy as long as they maintain balance, you know, that it's like not one character or one story just like dominates the entire show. I mean, I don't mind people coming back. It makes it fun for us to see, and it gives them more story possibilities and everything. So that's great. And when you bring characters back, unless they change them drastically, like Sierra's kind of been revamped and stuff, but it also, you already have some character development to work with. You know, you've already got that history there. And to play off the other relationships that person used to have with that various people in Salem. So that part's fun. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to see them play with other people that they maybe didn't even play with before or something. You know, that's fun too. But I'm always leery because I of the past when they would bring characters on or whatever, and then that's all you would see for a while. So I like the way it's playing right now. We're getting I'm getting Samandre and Kate and Andre and things, and then we've got so many other things going on too. But it seems like do you guys sense that right now at least there's pretty good balance? Naturally we'd like to see our favorites on.
I don't think anybody's Sammy was on a lot,
like,
but there was a reason.
Yeah, but we knew there was a period of time she was going to be on and then she was going to be gone.
Right. Yeah.
And with Will coming back, it wasn't just. I mean, I love the character of Will anyway, and how Chandler plays him. But it's like it was incorporating everybody into that story. You know, I mean, it wasn't just
he
about
had
him.
Scenes with a lot of.
So I haven't felt like until like you said the Sierra character maybe like they I haven't been feeling like they were hitting us over the head with a particular character except from that one maybe.
Until Kristen comes back again.
Oh dear.
She was only on for that little theme there with her in her red dress. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm thinking she's due to be back. And I don't know if you kind of heard, there's like rumors are out there, and Sammy made a reference. Sammy was on the phone, and she said, he's alive, or tell me, she got some kind of call. And I'm wondering if, and there's all these references with EJ, if EJ will be back. So
no.
I don't know. I've been hearing different things. So
maybe they're
little
doing
rumors
a
out there
hearing or something. You never know.
I don't know. Yeah. So, because there's still mention of like EJ. So whether, you know, he'll be back or not, because I know Kristen's back, and I still want to see Kristen and Andre scenes. You know, that whole Kristen and Andre scene. I hope they do. So, anyway.
Okay.
All right. We missing any other story? I'm gonna where we bring in some callers. So
sure.
Before we go,
yeah.
Okay. I think this
yeah.
is Jen,
yeah.
Hold on. Okay.
Hey, ladies.
Hey. Hello. There.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Jen.
What a week!
So, how'd you like? What a week! Yeah.
Oh, the other reference was to Chelsea on As the World Turns.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
At this point, I want Eve and Lucas to team up and take Basic Black.
Basic Black. Oh, okay.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, give Lucas his job back. Or get back, yeah.
Because Brady and Sonny are both dumb as rocks.
Oh, yeah, they're both fighting over the Kiriakis thing, yeah. So.
And they're both being idiots, so they both deserve to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, Brady has been kind of an idiot. He's
kind of.
Even for Brady.
Even for Brady. But he looks so damn good. I don't even
talk. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever.
We can forgive a lot.
Yeah.
We can look the other way sometimes.
True.
Especially
yeah.
if he's
mm-hmm.
shirtless.
And I really like scenes with Eric and Jen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good. They're going back to those two again, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think at this point they're the sanest people on the show.
They're the what?
Mm-hmm. They're the sanest people on the show.
True.
Oh, the sanest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
them and Roman.
Yeah. Did you hear Sierra saying something? Everybody in this town is a stupid, lying hypocrite.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Pretty much.
Most of them are. Yeah, pretty much.
Welcome home.
Yep.
Yeah, welcome home. Welcome to Salem. The hypocrisy there, for sure.
But, I mean, did Sierra actually think Eric was going to buy her a drink? It's like, seriously?
Oh, yeah. She thought, yeah.
Like...
Yeah, she's changed completely. That's what we were saying, how much of a difference. Maybe too much of a difference.
The actress has
it too.
This actress has fire, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she is much better at playing that, yeah. They just maybe needed not to come on so strong right away, you know, look at the even little balance there.
Remember how they did that with Teresa and we could not Dan, Teresa, and JJ at first.
Yes,
and then,
they did it.
Yeah.
They did that with Chelsea.
Did
they did it with a lot.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's so annoying, though, when they do it, because you can see right through
Claire,
it. And
same thing.
It just gets annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those characters came on, and you couldn't stand them, you know, and then eventually you did get to like them. So, except for Tripp now. He liked him right away, as soon as he came on.
You mean like Ray? Marianne, wait.
Rafe.
Like Rafe?
Rafe. No, we're still working on Rafe.
One of these
Rafe
days.
Rafe hasn't changed. Rafe has been the same since day one. Rafe is Rafe. It's been no. Where are the layers and the gray areas? Is there any? I haven't seen
any. He's got one gray area. He's as smug as a pin.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep.
So anything else we missed, Jen, or
Abe.
Didn't point out? Or... Abe, okay. Oh, yeah.
They finally let Abe in that they're looking at the Kyriakis for what happened?
For what happened with?
Theo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Abe's mad with Kate. And he's like... Mm-hmm. Sammy's the Kate, and Kate's the one who did it.
In case, yeah. Although, yeah, she's close. Well, now Chad knows, so I don't know where he's going to go with that. He's going to turn her in, or what he's going to do.
Uh-oh.
I love the Andre.
I don't know.
Line.
Maybe not.
You don't look. You wouldn't look good in orange. Like
yeah. <that.
laughs> Oh yeah, you don't look good in orange.
He's probably thinking you look good in my bed.
What?
Yes, and he's I like the casual look on Andre. He had that leather jacket on.
Oh yeah,
with the open shirt instead of a suit. So yeah, I think I'm more casual. It's like you usually see Andre in a suit all the time. So that was, and there's a lot of comments out there about that jacket. So
I don't know. I'd rather see him without the jacket myself, without the top.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
He can ditch it, too.
There you go.
Hmm?
How about that three-piece suit? How about, I don't know, I seem to remember, around this time of year, it's always nice to bring up, Carrie, are you still there? Remember your, is Carrie there, or did she have to go? She might have had to leave.
You know what?
Remember
Jen has
her
dropped,
banner?
So I don't know if she. Yeah, she might have to leave.
Remember Sony, her banner that was popular around this time, where she had the red ribbon over a certain part of.
The package.
Bathing suit on a certain man.
Bathing suit.
And it was something about the package, opening the package. Mm-hmm. Yep, that was pretty fun.
Oh yeah. Oh, back in the day. Remember that? Yes, those were fun. That was the old Sony board. Oh
Sony
god, we
board.
Had so much fun. The old Sony board, That's going way back
Jen,
before
you...
Facebook and Twitter.
That's right.
Yeah.
Jen, were you on Sony?
Yeah.
I think I was on there for a while. I don't think I usually had problems getting onto that board, I think.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
That would have been funny.
Well, there was
we
a thread, Teo Penglis fan.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
A Pegmas fan sign in or whatever. Oh, my God, that thing was, like, hopping, man.
Oh.
And this was back in the day before Teo even, like, was on Facebook or didn't do a lot. But he would come there and he would, like, he'd never commented in there or never. But he would go in there and read all that stuff. And, oh, my God, hilarious. He's. Because at first I didn't know that.
Well,
then
remember,
when I really told me he did it, oh my God, you're reading that stuff? Because we could get
and we
pretty
would get
grumpy
so naughty.
On there.
We would get so naughty.
Yeah.
Well, and because we were all doing it
he
in,
said
the,
we were
in the naughty. Thread and we had all become friends, we weren't going to dime anyone out and say, hey, she's being naughty. I mean, that was like the Hoochie thread. I mean, tell you it was Hoochie thread.
Oh, yeah.
But, and we would like
we put on there everything
like
we wanted to do.
Thread. We would try to keep bumping the thread so that it would stay up at the top and stuff.
And it did even when he wasn't there.
We would wonder. We'd be like, I wonder if they ever go in and read stuff on there. Because we also had a Lauren Cobbler thread, too. But, you always think, oh, I wonder if they're on here. And now with Twitter, you know that they're on there. You know that they're there. But back then, the actors didn't go mm-hmm. on and actually post on the
they
on
did.
The you know
no,
on there
didn't.
You know so
they could have but they didn't
yeah I know yeah but it's
yeah.
so funny how the world is so different now. It's so interesting and just really a sort of short period of time it just completely changed. So
it's
yeah.
amazing.
Anyway, I didn't
yeah
think, I didn't
and
mean to get
yeah
track,
so.
But
Brings those were good memories back there, you know, good old times back
then.
But maybe what we can with this new stuff that's coming up now. I know before we go, because I don't want to be. I think Bobby's here, and he wanted to talk about the I don't know if you know that the new emojis are out. There's a new update
oh, yeah, that's right.
thing on there. I don't
oh,
know if you
great.
With the new app and everything. So
mm-hmm. oh cool.
But before we go, I'll bring yeah.
Okay, great.
So,
well, you
yeah.
know, I have to get back to my TV game, and nobody needs...
Hey, this is me, Bobby.
Oh.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Been a long time.
Wondering how you were doing. How's it going?
I'm just fine. I just haven't called with Dave in a while because last week I would have watched it, but the thing was it wasn't on at 1 o'clock one day because of a... Coast telephone, so it was delayed by an hour on Friday, and I haven't had that much time to watch it. Even with Sammy's return, I didn't get a chance to watch it that much because every time I wanted to watch her in action, mm-hmm. we would have breaking news out of Washington from the president, and I just didn't
it's
want
gone
to.
It's gone at the wrong time for you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, and last Friday we the show was delayed by an hour because of a coat telephone, but as I told Camille a while ago, I'll be back watching it probably on the 2nd of January because the first, of course, you got the Winter Classic in New York between the Rangers and Sabres, and that was another
mm-hmm.
day that we lost the days because of the Penguins game on
mm-hmm.
in Boston that day, but. The reason why I called because have anyone checked out the new emoji app? Because I didn't know there was an upgrade with this until I just saw a few of the stars saying that they got some emojis on.
Mm-hmm.
So I've
yeah.
been tweeting to several stars and saying, about time you've been an emoji.
Yeah, I think everybody now is on there. All the characters
right.
are on there now. Everybody that's on
Days is on there. Yeah, but my only complaint is I went to Jen Lilly about it immediately. Is, where's the Teresa emoji? When we're going to see that? Unless we're going to see that come summertime, then I don't know what the
probably when
to bring her
when
back.
She gets back.
Mm-hmm.
Probably when she gets back.
Right.
But yeah, you could have a lot
right.
of fun with those emojis. You know, I've seen a lot of
right.
them. I've seen a lot of Lauren Coslow and Andre and all different ones
right.
out there. So.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right. Because
mm-hmm.
I also have seen on Dark Day's Facebook page how she made some comments with some of her GIF pictures
mm-hmm.
with the
mm-hmm.
with just going and seeing with her own comments and I find them funny sometimes, but I just didn't want to use the emoji or one of the GIF. To just comment on what's going on the show on my own because I don't want to be just because I'm not that much savvy as it is with emojis when I'm writing a message versus just trying to write it on face on Twitter, especially now that they
mm-hmm.
expanded it to the limit to double it up. So it took me then there was some of these faces that I couldn't tell who was who because I ended up mistaking Abigail for Claire. I think it because maybe
yeah.
because of the look, and I couldn't even tell if that was in UCL or Hope. I wanted them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah, some of them you can tell exactly who they are. Sometimes, yeah, there might be a little confusion, but yeah, they can be.
Right.
They can be a lot of fun. So.
Yeah,
okay.
But like I said the last time I was on, I didn't know nothing about emojis until I saw the Emoji Movie. So if you have kids and want to rent something out for Christmas on Netflix,
yeah,
there you go, the Emoji Movie.
Okay.
if you have kids or grandchildren, I should say, or nieces or nephews, then you can get into that. Because I don't know nothing about these emoji apps. Because there's been so many days I wanted to just end up having to go straight to Twitter and just put a angry face, not one of those face things, but a regular angry face, directed towards NBC and directed towards Ron when there's nothing, when there's a bad scene going on that I didn't like, or the fact that we got broken in because of the president.
Yeah.
But listen, you're welcome. You're all welcome to come on Daytime at the Dark with Carly because she told me yesterday that she would love to interview you guys again.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. Thanks.
But
okay.
It's been a great time talking to you guys. And
okay.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for calling in, Bobby.
And have a great New Year. And hopefully, if I watch days during the week of January 2nd, I definitely will come back and just talk to you guys regularly. So you all have a good night and have a great
Bobby.
New Year and Christmas. All right, bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah,
hey, ladies.
Have you checked out the emojis?
You guys.
What? Go ahead.
Hey, ladies, do we know if Days is going to be on during the Olympics?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Probably not, yeah. I don't know where, when they're probably not. They usually aren't if NBC's covering, though.
That's a good point, though. I wonder.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, and I'm thinking, probably next week we probably won't be having a show. I know I probably won't be able to.
I know we've got stuff going
on.
Yeah,
the holidays, my family's going to be
Saturday, I wanted to wish you guys a happy Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, all that good stuff going on right now. And,
whatever's going
hopefully,
on.
Hopefully, happy New Year. And I'm going to go now because my Chiefs are playing, and I have the game on.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I didn't spoil anything.
Yeah.
But,
I get up at 6, I have to work at 6:45
you need to get up
tomorrow.
Early.
So anyway,
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, thanks. Thanks for calling in, Jen, and great talking to you guys. And
All right.
Well, take care, everybody.
All right, thanks.
Okie dokie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.